be fair on that one, Makita, we've asked, you know, over the last number of months for a clarification on that. Prior to that, we've been asking for months for clarification in relation to the fire tender for Inishowen. And there seems to be some lack of communication between our meeting and the senior people in the fire department to come back to the Inishowen Municipal District with answers. This is the second time that this has happened where months have gone by and we can't get a clear answer or an answer at all to are the questions that we've asked. And I think that that's not acceptable. We're there, you know, to ask the questions and put the questions to the council to get answers for the general public. And I think it's their job then to come back and give us those answers. I think when we ask questions at a municipal district meeting, those questions should be back for the next municipal district meeting so that there's an answer there. And that has not happened on a number of occasions. And I don't think that's fair. I think that that needs to be rectified and needs to be sorted out because, as I say, our job is to ask those questions and get the answers, and that's not happening.
And particularly in terms of the fire service and the need for the water tanker, these are serious issues that if they do come back with an answer, you can put a plan in place then to move forward.
Absolutely, but it's vitally important that, you know, that Inishowen gets its water tanker, and this is something that we've been fighting for a number of years now, and we feel, you know, very annoyed that we were the ones that brought this up. We were the municipal district took this forward at the start. We were the ones that put the motion to full council, yet no, we didn't get the fire tender. It was given to another area. So, you know, those types of things I don't think is fair. And again, we're back to a scenario where we are asking serious questions and very important questions that the Northern Ireland Fire Service was taken out so many times last year and this year, and we're just asking, is there a gap? Is there a reason? Is there a reason why it needs to be deployed so many times? And I think that's a very fair question, because it's vitally important that we have a service that facilitates not just an issue, but the whole of the county. And if there's a gap there, we need to know that, and we need to be able to do something about it.